It's Wednesday, February 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After Christians in southern India had distributed 170 Gideon Bibles, Hindu extremists issued harsh threats to them before snatching their car keys, taking Bibles out of their vehicle, and setting the scripture on fire in the Singhatam village, reports Morningstar News. And on January 21st, one Hindu issued an ominous warning on video captured by his posse. Quote, "You are useless people. You will give a Bible to whoever you want? How dare you, you shameless idiots! From now on, if any of you distribute Bibles, we will attack you brutally. How dare you promote Christianity?" End quote. Philippians 1:27-28 says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you." The Chinese Communist Party has proposed ending presidential term limits, allowing President Xi Jinping to stay in power past 2022, reports UCA News. Jinping has notably passed sweeping laws on religion, seeking to significantly limit religious expression by mostly replacing the worship of deities with the worship of the Communist Party. Needless to say, the Chinese president's law is a direct violation of God's first commandment, found in Exodus 20, verse 3. "You shall have no other gods before me." Yesterday, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll showed that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance as the new Republican tax law is getting more popular, reports the Washington Examiner. By contrast, President Obama had 43% approval on yesterday's date in the second year of his presidency. Last Thursday, Broward, Florida Sheriff Scott Israel took the extraordinary step of singling out Deputy Scott Peterson for failing to engage with confessed killer Nicholas Cruz as he gunned down 17 people, saying the officer waited outside Building 12 for 4 full minutes while Cruz continued the slaughter inside, reports the Miami Herald. Sheriff Israel said, quote, "I am devastated, sick to my stomach. He never went in," end quote. President Donald Trump echoed Sheriff Israel's dismay.
"I got to watch some deputy sheriffs performing this weekend. They weren't exactly Medal of Honor winners. The way they performed was frankly disgusting. You don't know until you test it. I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon."
In a related story, teachers could soon be carrying concealed guns inside schools in Pike County, Kentucky, under a proposal that was unanimously approved Monday evening by the Pike County School Board, reports the Lexington Herald Leader. This past Saturday was typical at the Reproductive Health Services Planned Parenthood abortion mill in St. Louis, Missouri, reports Life News. An ambulance arrived and transported a woman to the hospital after another botched abortion. Since 2009, 68 women have had to go to the hospital after botched abortions there, making this Planned Parenthood one of the worst in America. And finally, the world record holder for Big Mac eating is set to break the 30,000 barrier, reports The Sun. You might say it was love at first sight for Don Gorsk of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
"As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought 3 Big Macs. I enjoyed them so much, and I came back about 5 o'clock at night, bought 3 more. Came back around 11 o'clock before they closed and ate 3 more. So the first day I came here, I ate 9 Big Macs, and I couldn't get enough. So I ate 265 in the first month."
Despite irrefutable medical advice that too much fast food is bad for you, the 64-year-old says his health is great, with an average build and a cholesterol count of only 160.
"How many do you eat a day?"
"Usually it's 2 a day. Okay, now last year I ate 741. It's probably 90% of my solid diet is probably a Big Mac."
I'm no nutritionist, but I think Don might need a 30-day detox and a freshly made green juice to kickstart his day. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.